Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
As you know, we have a long-standing history partnership with the National Naval Aviation Museum, displaying a T-28B Trojan aircraft at the intersection of Stewart Street and Park Avenue on the northeast corner of the campus of Milton High School. It's been there for 50 years. It was put in place in the bicentennial year of 1976. It's undergone periodic maintenance. However, it's never really been renovated or brought up to museum quality renovation.
So Ed Spear, city manager in the city of Milton, they're talking about, of course, the plane that you all know right there at the Milton High School and the fact that they have a TH-57 that they have taken ownership of from the museum. The Naval Aviation Museum is the one who owns that, and they have said, here, you can have this helicopter. It's the last one, or one of the last ones that was, you know, being used at Whiting when they flew the 57, and the city is now trying to figure out, what do we do with it? If we put it on its own pedestal, that costs money for the new place. If we put it in place of the plane, well, that's going to be cheaper, but then people are going to be angry that we got rid of the plane. But if we're going to try to get that plane up to the standards it needs to be up to, it's going to be pretty expensive to do that. So what do we do?
Last inspection by the museum was conducted in 2018. You can see there, this is in your materials, this is their rating for every category. The current condition in 2018 was rated as poor, and the overall condition of the plane was rated as poor. So that was 8 years ago. It's been sitting out in the weather ever since that time. Next slide, please.
Now, it might look nice because I think they just repainted it not that long ago, but the underneath is the problem, the structural stuff, the whatever the categories are that he's saying they rate as poor, and that was 8 years ago, including the fact that it has, like, the base paint is actually toxic, and remediating that is going to be part of what makes it so expensive.
We have a responsibility in our current lease to maintain, preserve, and protect the aircraft. That's routine maintenance, corrosion control, preservation, and display conditions. It has reached a point in time where full restoration of the aircraft is necessary. There are some hazardous materials associated with the plane, primarily in the paint there. It's going to require specialized abatement. Basically, you would remove the plane from the pedestal, you would send it off to a specialized facility, and they would do the work at that time.
So think of it this way. The plane is going to go. The only question is whether the plane goes temporarily and comes back, or goes permanently to, like, another city, and there is another city that wants to acquire that plane. I want to say Alberta is what my memory says. And the question then is cost. So if they take it, they're going to pay the cost to restore it and place it where they want it. If Milton keeps it, then we're going to pay the cost to restore it and to return it. And that cost,
it's heavy work. It's important work, but it's also expensive work. We could be looking anywhere in the $250,000 to $500,000 range, and it is our responsibility. And as long as we maintain the plane on display here in the city under our control, that is an expectation of us at some point in time.
So that's the question. Everybody wants to keep the plane. Does everybody want to spend $500,000 to keep the plane? John, you're nodding your head yes.
Yes. I mean, I think it's, you know, it's been there. It's a heritage.
50
I mean,
years. It's been there since 76.
Don't change it.
All right.
Just think of all the high school kids.
For $500,000.
Well, it's got to be done.
Well, if you let somebody else take it and put a helicopter there, it doesn't have to be done by us.
Still, I think it's a good idea.
All right. So as a resident of, you live in the city or just close?
I'm very close to it.
Santa Rosa County, Milton, but
yes,
very close.
I'm like,
it's meaningful to you. You've lived your whole life seeing that plane.
Right.
As have a lot of other people. Right. So that's the question. The annual maintenance on the thing is about $4,000. But as he says, it has gotten to the point where it needs to be fully rehabilitated, and that's,
did we kick the can down the road?
We've waited long enough. Yeah, and it's, of course, expensive to do, and it doesn't get cheaper.
So we're evaluating those options for sighting and displaying the helicopter. We brought to you at the last discussion the preliminary engineering estimates. If we put it at a new location on a new pedestal, it's approximately $80,000 to get that ready to go. The existing display stand could be retrofitted for much less to receive the helicopter at its current location if we were to go at Milton High School.
So it's going to be 70, maybe 80 grand, something like that, to create a new pedestal if you put the helicopter somewhere else. Either one talk has been, I mean, I don't know if they're really considering it, but you know, personally, what I would love to see would be at the other end of the high school, like have both out there. So you drive past them both. I mean, that'd be super cool. That's not really been discussed a lot. The alternative has been at the Veterans Plaza. That's been the place they've been talking about. But, you know, there's no budget for this right now. The only budget is for the maintenance.
Any option you choose is currently not budgeted, other than the $4,000 to $5,000 annually for typical routine maintenance for the airplane. We don't have funds identified for this.
So the question is, do you want to spend $100 to get a new helicopter? Do you want to spend $500 to keep the plane? Or do you want to spend, and I don't know, do what with the helicopter? Or do you want to spend $600 and get the plane and the helicopter somehow? If you live in Milton, I'd like to know. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by ECUA. They're making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app, available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Highway 29 and Hope Drive. It's still got traffic backed up almost to 9 Mile Road going southbound. So be aware of that. And 98 westbound into Gulf Breeze, just a couple minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So they did a survey online. You remember they had geofenced it so you couldn't participate if you weren't a resident. And they took out duplicates and all that kind of stuff. Survey results are not a lot. I think it's like 59 people altogether that they had results from.
Keeping the airplane in place, there were 11 votes. Replacing the airplane with the helicopter, there were 28. And a second display, keeping both the plane and the helicopter, there were 20 votes there.
So what I would say is very few people don't want the helicopter. It's a split between whether you replace the plane with the helicopter or add the helicopter to the plane somewhere else in town. And I know I can see it on John's face. The people who have seen that plane for 50 years or 30 years or 40 years.
Right, or maybe your parents or grandparents worked on that.
Yeah, just disgusted by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I mean, if you live in Pensacola, imagine, you know, I don't know, the Cobra hasn't been there that long, but imagine somebody came along and said, we're going to get rid of that Cobra. You know, listen, adding the Chappie James monument with the Phantom is great. Everybody's on board. I mean, that's its own little weird mini drama right now, by the way. But adding that, awesome. But what if somebody said, what we want to do is we want to replace the Cobra with the Phantom? Ooh.
Yeah.
No. Ooh. And that's not even at the high school for 50 years. You know, that's just, right? So you kind of, you know, like, I mean, remember how it was at the water tower? Remember the, you know, getting rid of the old outdated golf event? And, you know, I was amazed that the ECUA folks didn't grasp how much that meant to people. And, you know, we started a campaign and we got them to change their mind. Because once they realized, they're like, oh, yeah, that makes more sense. You know, let's not get rid of this thing that people have been seeing all this time. I mean, I thought you were robbing the community and you're going to put up the ECUA logo. Are you kidding me? You know, but they, I always want to give them credit, because even though they got it wrong in the beginning, they got it right in the end, you know, which credit due. And every time I drive past, I'm like, thank God, you know, it's a little thing, but it's a big thing. Symbols matter. So people who are attached to that plane, even for a fairly high dollar value, somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000, you know, they want it. Larry McKee, city council member.
We're going to have to find money if we want to have both.
Correct.
Well, sometimes you can't have your cake and eat it too. You have to decide what makes the most sense for the city to spend the dollars. And $250,000 was the estimate in 2018. Add a few to that, like double or more, is what we're really going to be looking at to fix it up. Add another 5 years to it, add another digit probably. So getting the dollars to do this, I'm not behind that in any way, shape, or form. We need to make up our mind to do one or the other, not both.
He says he's tired. He doesn't think we can go to the well of the public justification for this again.
My opinion is we do not need both. That's asking too much of the citizens to keep paying out of the pockets. You know, we can only go to the well so many times. It's just not there.
Now, by the way, a wrinkle to this that I haven't mentioned today anyway is that the city, and I want to say it's Alberta, but I can't remember. Maybe it was Foley. Anyway, who was going to take this over and take the plane from Milton if everybody agreed. It's ultimately up to the Naval Aviation Museum to decide what to do with it. But, you know, and they could decide, yeah, we're going to give the plane to them and you're going to get the helicopter. They could take it out of our. But I don't think it's likely that the museum is going to force Milton to get rid of its plane. But, yeah, I mean, who knows? It's really their choice. But one challenge is they were on the verge of having to come do an inspection, and it might be that they're not willing to pay $500,000 to get it. You know, that might turn out to be the case anyway, in which case it's just what does Milton do with it now that they're kind of stuck with it, or do they just let it go? I mean, you know, again, I just want to let you know that there's other wrinkles here. Tom Powers, a city councilman who I believe kind of campaigned on some of this. I could be wrong about that, but I think he did.
We just sailors that are learning how to maintain repair aircraft, this is a good opportunity for them. It's a freebie.
It definitely is.
Meaning that you could maybe get some folks from Milton or from NES Pensacola to do the work, to volunteer to do the work instead of paying $500,000, mm-hmm. looking for another solution to the problem.
What we have, though, is an extremely unique situation that NAM You're doesn't right. come across ever. And we have a local city that wants that aircraft and would be willing to pay for the restoration cost that we ultimately will have to face.
That's Stephen Prestesater. Yeah,
that's why we're presenting this information to you, because it's a unique situation.
So, and I do understand that, but like I said, that aircraft carries a lot of history for a lot of people in the city of Milton who have been here, born and raised here. You know, like I said, I watched that aircraft being installed my senior year of high school. It's been there 50 years. It carries a lot of weight and a lot of historical significance to a lot of us here.
Yeah, and at the 300th anniversary of the Declaration, it could have been there 100 years at that point if you restore it properly.
We have people fight like crazy to maintain historical structures and non-historical structures. Well, this is a historical structure, guys. I don't think we ought to just roll over and say, oh, Foley, you can just have it. I think we ought to investigate the possibilities of what we can do to keep this aircraft here and get it in condition that it's not going to be an issue for the museum to come in and say, no, you're not keeping it up. We're going to take it.
And, I mean, just look at how attached people are to that helicopter that's out in front of, is it the hangar on Avalon? What's the name of that place out on Avalon, the bar? They've changed it into something else now.
Yeah.
You know, people are attached to that same thing, and this is way more meaningful than that, right? Dave Samples, he's just a citizen.
Flew that airplane to the helicopter one. So you get an idea. Okay, good. Maybe an alternative funding source. I know a lot of aviators, Navy, Marine Corps, that if they could have their name on a plaque because they came through Milton and they have a sentimental attachment to both the aircraft and the thing, to get a group of military, retired, whatever, to be a large part of the funding source so that you can use your funding for more important things, we'll take care of the getting the name on the plaque because we have an affinity for Milton and for the helicopter. There's different ways of paying for this, right? Just got to reach out and start running the trap. So,
and remember I put it out for people to basically buy decorative pavers and pay for the restoration or have their name on a list, whatever the case may be. And not just aviators. I think a lot of people would be interested in that. And remember, restoring the plane is not the urgency. It does need to be done, but it doesn't need to be done this moment. It's not been done for 8 years. You know, it's not going to, like, fall off the pedestal tomorrow, but it does need to be done. I'm getting texts in here, 437-1620. I'd like to keep the plane. The plane's been there as long as I can remember. I'd like to have both. What about a GoFundMe? $100,000 to place a helicopter, to use the existing. No, that's to create a new one. It wouldn't be very expensive. As I understand, it wouldn't be very expensive to mount it on the current pedestal. Let's see. I live in the county, 6 miles from downtown. I've only been here 4 years, but I vote for both. The plane in its current place, helicopter in Veterans Park. There are ways to raise funds for this. Somebody said, it's Aces is the name of the place now. Yep. Okay, thank you for that. The plane's been there as long as I can remember. Keep the plane. Community fundraisers, you know, name on a brick. People do that. And, you know, as he mentioned, there's
City Foley. Or have your name on the airplane, you know.
Mm. I mean, kind of like for premier sponsorship.
Yeah.
Like you'd have the, you know, the pilot's name or the maintainer's name or something like that. You could have a little, I don't know what would be the appropriate logo, probably not a bomb for that plane, but, you know, you could have a little, you know, bomb level donation, $10,000, bullet level donation.
And see, we're coming up with things right now.
All right. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John, they did not decide what to do. This is a TBD, but I'm just letting you know this conversation and this drama is going on.
Wow.
And you know, this is the hot topic in Milton. Not the wastewater treatment plant right now. Because as you hear, I mean, people get passionate about this stuff, and they rightly so. Humans are symbolic-oriented beings. We care about symbols and history and art and attachment and emotion, all that. Go ahead, John.
All right, let's see here. We've got no accidents to report to you, but still seeing some delay on Highway 29 southbound just south of 9 Mile due to that earlier accident. And if you're on 9 Mile trying to approach I-10, you're going to see some major delays there. And that's about it. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need that next vehicle, Frontier Motors probably has it. I mean, they have 300 cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, minivans, sedans, Jeeps on the lot. You can go look at a bunch of them. You can look at a bunch of one kind of thing. You can look at several different kinds. You know, maybe you like a brand instead of a type, and you're just trying to figure out, you know, which Ford, which Honda. Or maybe you're like, I want a sedan. Which one? I want an SUV. Which one? That's the point. They have so much of everything on the lot. They have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 years young, 10 to 40,000 miles, what they specialize in, cars that are fairly new but not brand new. They've had one, possibly two owners, and you're going to get them in great shape. Everything comes with a warranty up to 100,000 miles or 10 years. They take care of you, and they're only trying to sell good quality cars so that you're treated well and you come back at a fair price. And if they have what you want, you can buy it. If they don't have what you want, you can send them looking for it. Be like, all right, I figured it out. I want this, but I want it in that trim package or that color. Okay, cool. They go to auctions and, you know, buy cars all the time. They're always looking. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Selling a home is personal, and it can feel overwhelming before you even know where to start. A lot of homeowners are told that if they question the cost of selling, it means they are cutting corners or taking risks. That simply isn't true. Wanting clarity and fairness doesn't make you cheap, it makes you thoughtful. I'm Miriam Rogers with Poppy Properties. I offer a full service listing for only 1%, saving you thousands. And my easy exit agreement means you're never locked into a relationship that isn't working. You still get professional marketing, photography, negotiation, and guidance from contract to closing. What you get less of is pressure. What you keep more of is your equity. This isn't about doing less. It's about doing what's right for you, your situation, and your future. If you're thinking about selling and want to start with information instead of obligation and learn more about my 1% listing model, visit my website at forsalebymiriam.com. That's forsalebymiriam.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Imagine your whole family together at the beach. Kids in the pool, grandparents relaxing on the porch, and no one stuck in a tiny condo. Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach is a large 9-bedroom, 8-bath home with a heated private pool, big game porch, and space for 26 adults. You're close to restaurants and activities, but with plenty of room to cook out, hang out, and make memories without fighting crowds or elevators. Casa de Luna is ideal for family vacations, church groups, sports teams, or any big gathering that wants comfort and privacy at the beach. Ask about locals only special rates on select weeks and weekends this year. Call 850-485-7222 now and lock in your dates. That's 850-485-7222. Then visit CasaDeLunaPensacola.com to see photos, details, and the link to the VRBO listing. That's CasaDeLunaPensacola.com.
Don't you hate it when you wake up and feel like you already missed something important? The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Weekdays, 5 to 9. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Somebody says that we shouldn't put civilians' names on the planes. It should only be people who fly it. Well, I don't know. You could find some piece of scrap wing or something and put their name on that.
Yeah,
on the
let
side,
them
you know.
Yeah,
let something as a side display, maybe. Whatever.
I like the money.
We're spiffballing for 3 minutes, you know, just exactly. Putting out ideas. David Wayne's in the newsroom. I know you got local news coming up after Fox. What do you have for me right now, David?
Well, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he's got a meeting coming up with Pope Leo, but it's not meant to smooth things over between the pontiff and the president. Rubio says he plans to talk to the Pope about getting humanitarian aid to Cuba.
All right, very good. Again, there are some tickets available for Inside the Wahoos for tonight's 6:30 performance by Keila Richardson at the amphitheater. You know, parades at 4. Walk over to the event and have a good time tonight. I'll be there.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Project Freedom update.
We're not looking for a fight, but Iran also cannot be allowed to block innocent countries and their goods from an international waterway.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth.
There are more than 15,000 U.S. soldiers, sailors, and Marines in this area that are helping to escort these vessels. They are not actively riding alongside the vessels, but they are overwatching them. And so they have the ability to shoot down the incoming Iranian fire.
Fox's Trey Yangston, Tel Aviv. A man with a gun spotted near the White House exchanged gunfire with Secret Service and was shot near the National Mall. He's being charged. A juvenile also shot will survive. The same day, a federal magistrate apologized to the California suspect charged with trying to kill the president at the D.C. Hilton for what he called unfair jail conditions. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Cloudy skies, we've got 74 degrees. We'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, Keila Fest is happening today. Of course, celebrating Keila Richardson, Pensacola's own American Idol finalist. Those festivities beginning in downtown Pensacola. Parade at 4, concert at the Hunter Amphitheater following. Well, Pensacola's Palafox Street reconstruction project now in its final month. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the northernmost block is actually set to reopen to pedestrians as soon as next week. Reeves says the project is still on schedule for its incentivized completion date.
We're looking at opening the Romana block of Palafox to pedestrians only the week of May 12th. So that is the northernmost block starting at Vinyl there at Garden Street. And that would be 1 week before the incentivized completion date.
And the mayor says the final walkthrough and punch list assembly is set for Wednesday, May 6th, with construction fencing expected to transition to the east side streets May 11th. He says small businesses along the corridor are excited about both the progress and the timeline. The May 15th gallery night, May 29th Fiesta Parade should run on Jefferson Street as planned. Well, Navarre Beach Fire Rescue's got a new interim chief after the firing of Daniel Fury last week. After reportedly testing positive for cocaine in violation of his probation, the fire board unanimously appointing Jonathan Kanzig on Tuesday. Kanzig spent 17 years as Midway Fire District Chief, currently is the assistant chief in Pace. He said he wasn't looking for a new job, but decided to step up when that call came in. Well, it might sound like something out of a cartoon. Commissioner Kerry Smith says flying cars may actually be closer to reality than most people realize, and Santa Rosa County needs to be thinking about what that means for zoning and infrastructure. Smith was recently at the statewide transportation planning meeting in Orlando.
I don't know. There's a lot of young people in here, but they might not know who the Jetsons are. But the Jetsons, we had flying cars. And we're getting very close to having the flying cars. And you're going to probably see the testing out in the public at the end of this year. It's that close. When I say close, because we currently have a test facility down in Auburndale, Florida.
And Smith says the... Thank you very much, Andrew. I appreciate that. Smith says the facility is nearly as big as Daytona Speedway. He says the counties will actually be responsible for developing what they're calling vertiports in the future, which would be for those flying vehicles. Smith says we should expect a lot of zoning changes as this technology begins to roll out in the next decade. And it is 8:34 right now at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a quick look at our forecast.
We will have some cloudy skies today with a 20% chance of a light sprinkle, high near 83. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72 degrees. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms, 60% chance of rain, high near 82. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. On Friday, another 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 77 and a low near 68. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEART Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
835, 74 degrees. We've got cloudy skies right now. And John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free right now. Good news on that. But if you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, you got about a three-minute delay in that area. But that's the only delay I'm really seeing right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. At 835, your next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. And your money now. Today, markets appear to be up at the opening bell. The Dow's up just under 1%, 49,759.60. S&P 500 up about 0.8% at 73,16.80. NASDAQ up just about 0.9%, just under 1%, 25,539.90. Which is up 213 points. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, it is down at 4.36%. Gold prices are up $126.50 at $46.95 even. Silver is up $3.77 at $77.35. Now, looking at oil prices today, our West Texas Intermediate down $5.89 a barrel, which leaving the price right now at $96.43 a barrel. Brent crude is down just under 6%, $103.40 a barrel today. And gas prices, boy, still on the rise all across the nation, about a 5% increase in the national average overnight, currently sitting at $4.53, just over 30 cents higher than it was 1 week ago. Now, Florida, the statewide average, $4.46 today. Locally, seeing some average prices, and this is reported by AAA, $4.09 in Escambia, $4.14 in Santa Rosa counties. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio addressing reporters at the White House Tuesday, where he said that other parts of the world are actually suffering more at the pump than the U.S. Rubio said the U.S. doesn't rely on foreign imports for gas, but is still vulnerable to global oil prices. Flight attendants that worked for Spirit Airlines before the carrier suddenly closed last weekend are still reeling from that shutdown. One now former employee, Mariana Kassar, has launched a GoFundMe to collect donations for her and her colleagues.
It will go for everyone. It'll be split evenly, even if it's pennies or cents.
Spirit Airlines today officially starting its bankruptcy process after attending court in New York on Tuesday. Could take months to dismantle the airline, despite it having already ceased operations. Dell Technologies is planning to move its incorporation from Delaware to Texas. The tech giant is based in Round Rock, Texas, but incorporated in Delaware because of the state's business-friendly legal system. The company's headquarters have been in Round Rock since 1994, 10 years after CEO and board chairman Michael Dell founded the firm. And it's 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
As
a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing ABC at the Fish House, featuring new spring menus at Jackson's and Angelina's, celebrate Mother's Day at Great Southern, celebrate Juneteenth at Five Sisters, and the 12th Annual Craft Beer Festival at the Fish House. All today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't always have time to sit and listen. That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does. Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I think we might have a fair number of entries into the category today. You ready? 437-1620. Tell me something that when you bought it, you expected to use it, you know, a lot. And then once you had it, oh, you did not. You underused the thing that you bought. Something that you bought and did not use it nearly as much as you expected to use it. John, you're giving me a look. That's a weird look. You can't come up with anything?
No,
I come up with like 50 things in this category.
I use it all.
You stop it.
I can't. I mean, okay. All right.
437-16. I think once we get going, can
yes.
Once we get,
let's
you got
get
one?
Going.
Are you want to, you want me to give you one?
Yes.
I'll give you what I don't want to ruin a great answer. I think this answer might be like near the top of the answer pile. Okay. So I don't want to ruin it, but I'll
do
go ahead.
One in the mid.
Okay. All right. I'll do a bread maker.
I'll take it. I want to make bread. You have no idea. I've been looking at those.
I don't actually own a bread maker. I'm just that's the kind of thing that would fit this category. See, I would never buy a bread maker because I would know two things about me. Number one, I won't use it. Number two, it'll take up precious real estate in my kitchen, which is already overpopulated. So
your kitchen?
It is my kitchen.
Rare.
Come into my kitchen, you better behave, you know? So that's an example, like, you know, kitchen items are a good example of you buy them because, oh, that looks great. Yes, I will definitely be making waffles a lot. Now, I have a waffle maker, but I make waffles a lot. So, you know.
Don't bring me any for breakfast.
Like the panini maker. Don't buy me one. You didn't give me a gift. You gave me a burden. So that's the kind of thing that people, you know. And it's funny because if you use a thing, then it's perfectly fine. Like bread maker. I know I would not use it. In contrast, I think most people would not use a pasta maker. Oh, man, I love my pasta maker. I make fresh pasta all the time, like all the time. I bought it for 10 bucks at a garage sale one time at a church. It's like 20 years ago, and it has served me well ever since, and I love that thing. But it's a, you know, that's a very specialized appliance. You can't really use that to make, you know, cut steak. Or it doesn't work for anything else. So now does one occur to you that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what do you got?
The Ninja Blender.
Okay.
We were going to make smoothies and be all cool. And
I love how you shuffled your shoulders when you said that.
I know, because like, I was trying to be cool.
Yeah, relaxed, exactly. Suave.
But that
that's not how you say that. Could be in Pensacola.
Suave.
Oh, did I say that out loud? We say our words different here.
We do.
Anyway, all right, so not just kitchen gear. Like, we could do a whole one on just kitchen gear.
Yeah.
But I'm talking, like, anything, okay? Anything. 437-1620, 437-1620. The one that I thought we would use more, and this is, I am going to go ahead and ruin it. I think this is one of the top answers, a trampoline. How many times have you gone through a neighborhood and seen, you know, the trampoline they bought 10 years ago and their kids used it for a summer, maybe, and then it just sits there gradually decaying into nothingness, rusting away into nothing, right? Because they're always...
Do you
always,
have one you want to get rid of?
They're always... No, we sold ours.
Okay,
they're always run down. They're always a little broken or largely broken. You know, they kind of... They use it good for a little while, and then, you know, the fad passes for them. It's just, and then you kind of force yourself to use it. And then mom told me we got to use it because we said we'd use it. You know, we said we'd feed the dog if we got a dog.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident free right now. And also looks like you got a minor delay on 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, if you have a roof problem or you think you might have a roof problem or you know, you're going to be trying to sell that house, you're going to have to replace that roof. I mean, nobody wakes up in the morning and says, woohoo, replace a roof. It's expensive. It's inconvenient. And, you know, when you get all done, I mean, it's nice and shiny, I guess, but it's, you know, it doesn't really make you all that happy, but you have to do it. Obviously, there are certain kinds of maintenance you just have to do. Well, that's why you call Quality Roofing Solutions. They're going to give you a fair price. They're going to do what they said they're going to do. They're going to talk to you, not like you know everything and not like you don't know anything, but like a human being. You know, they're going to be the kind of contractor that does what they say. I had a good friend who tried Quality Roofing because, you know, we talk about them, and she's like, hey, they didn't necessarily pitch us the cheapest price, and they certainly weren't the most expensive, but they did exactly what they said they were going to do, and I'm very satisfied. And that's what you want in the end, is a company that does what they say they're going to do. 10,000 roofs, 20 years doing roofs here in this area. They warranty their roofs with lifetime workmanship warranty, so they will take care of you. But like I said, they're there to help make it make sense and be the kind of contractor that, you know, people want to deal with. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. The question of the day. Tell me something you bought that you expected to use a lot, and then once you bought it, you're like, I really did put a bunch of money and effort into this, and it did not really pan out to use it as much as I thought I was going to do. Somebody says, definitely my Bowflex machine. It ended up being a... clothes hanger. It's the number one use of the Bowflex for drying clothes. That's exactly right. The metal detector. And then, you know, what happens is then you have it and you guilt yourself into using it. You don't really enjoy it. And then you feel even worse about it, you know, and it's like frustration and guilt all compounded together. Peloton, you know, any of the exercise equipment, I think, you know, whether it's
that
the treadmill
fall, yeah.
Or the, what do you call those, like the multiple workout gym equipment thingies. I can't, like... Anyway, Universal Gym, you know, but any workout equipment is probably going to fall in this category for a lot of people. Okay. A Desert Eagle. I put 4 rounds through it and then it went straight into the safe.
Oh, I would love one of those.
Well, that's not exactly your preferred concealed carry, though.
Yeah.
So a pop-up camper. I loved the camper, just didn't get to use it a lot. Oh, camping stuff is one of those aspirational. It's a lifestyle choice. We're going to do it. And then
we
do it a couple of times and then, you know, you don't really do it a lot. You know, I understand that. You know, we actually discovered that we don't love camping as much. And right. Camping is great fun when you're a kid and don't have to do anything.
Right, but when you have
when
to do everything.
When you're an adult and you have to plan and prepare and find a place and blah, 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 blah. You know? And then it's like in the heat and the mosquitoes, and I could do this in my backyard. I mean, you know, so.
Exactly.
And if the kids don't care, and we learned that our kids didn't care, okay, cool.
All right, bye.
We're done. Let's see. Although I will say my dad, this is a whole another conversation. My mom built a pop-up camper. Like from scratch, they built.
Really?
And we used to camp in that thing all the time. And it crushed me when he sold it as an adult. You know, I was like probably 45 when he got rid of it. Like, no! But we loved, we had so many good memories in that camper.
Do you need counseling?
No, not yet. Okay. Long overdue. Okay, a carpet spot cleaner Bissell thing. I bet. Somebody says, my blender, I never use it. It's 4 years old. I use it once. See, I use my blender all the time, but that's because I cook and do, you know, ice cream shakes and stuff like that. Bushwhackers. Not that I need them every day. Let's see. Coffee table with a lift up for double use as a table desk. We never use it. It's just too far away from the sofa. our Ninja was also purchased for smoothies, but we've only used it for daiquiris. Well, I mean, at least you use it.
Oh,
you know, that's fine.
That's a good idea.
My motorcycle. Ooh,
I'll take it.
Ooh, that's a
I'll take it. I'll
John
use
will
it
take
every
the
day.
Food. John will take the cooking equipment. John Ryan. Will take the motorcycle. John will take
Desert
the cookbooks
Eagle.
You're not using.
Yeah.
He'll take the Desert Eagle, whatever the case may be. Bob says, I have a Bowflex. You want to buy one? oh, this is a good one. Not me, but many boat people. I mean, people who own boats, not people who immigrate from like the Philippines or Cuba. They buy it in the springtime, use it for the summer. The next summer comes along, and they don't really use it a lot. Before long, it's just sitting in the driveway. Oh man, I guess the boats must be very underutilized for a lot of people. They really are. David, you're shaking your head vehemently. Yes, you agree about that?
Oh yeah, yeah. I bought one the first spring I was here.
Yep,
and used it a lot for a little over a year. The next year, well, it cost like $200 to put gas in the thing.
Yeah.
You know,
a boat is one of those things that, and I do not own it. We own a little inflatable boat that we have a little trolling motor on, so I barely consider myself a boat owner. But I will tell you that, you know, the thought we always had is, if you're going to buy a boat, don't buy a boat. Go out and rent a boat for a year. Because the cost is, I mean, it's not much more to rent it than to own it per use. And then if you can't make yourself rent it and do it periodically, you're not going to be better when you have to maintain the thing. So it's a good way to figure it out.
My dad's advice when I told him I bought a boat, he said, the two best days you'll ever have, the day you buy it and the day you sell it. And he was right.
Yeah.
He was right.
4-3-7-16-20, my dining room set. I'm a bachelor, so I just eat my meals at the kitchen island. Yeah, but you can't have your apartment without a dining room set in case a girl comes over and she's like, where's your dining room set? And he's like, I don't know, I get the sofa. And you're like, that's the end of the date. You know, like
TV trays. Yeah.
That's right. Let's see. Golf clubs. Yeah. Any kind of gym equipment, they said, a treadmill. Even, I mean, it's not really quite the category, but you could put like magazine subscriptions, you know, gym subscriptions.
They still
like,
print them?
I was just curious. You get them at the doctor's office. They're for sale at the grocery store. They must. There must be subscriptions.
Okay. you going to read it?
I'm going to return to that one. That'll be my last one. That's a good one. I'll come back. Whenever I was young, got my first couple paychecks, bought a fairly expensive gaming computer. After that, I started working more. I never had time to actually pick it up. I just started using it now, 14 years later. Oh, man. The treadmill, first I use it, now it just takes up space. The bicycle, forgive me, Andrew. No, I understand. Somebody had said e-bikes, too. Same thing. You know, you got to sometimes make yourself get in the habit of it. I get that. All kinds of specialized tools for projects. I can't push myself, and they're just sitting there in the case. A bicycle. My wife bought one. Thought she was going to ride it four times a week. She rode it once, and now it's sitting in my garage about a year ago. I bedazzled a Speedo and only get to use it on Memorial Day weekend. Well, I'll just say you're just not living that thing up to its potential is the problem. You got to find ways to bring that out. Somebody says, my kids, I bought them for free household labor and never get to use them that way.
Exactly.
Oh, they've underperformed expectations.
Exactly.
The George Foreman grill lasted about a month. The fancy KitchenAid stand mixer. Oh, man, we're getting all kinds of answers in here. This is fantastic. 4-3-7-16-20. I thought I had another one on my list that I wanted to make sure to mention. Oh, like the croquet set. Oh, yeah, we're going to play. Oh, the basketball hoop. That's the one. How many just worn down, old, dilapidated basketball hoops have you seen in neighborhoods the time? Now, the lucky thing is with Facebook Marketplace, you can resell it to somebody. But, you know, man, the basketball hoop, you know, lawn games like the volleyball, the badminton, the horseshoes. Those are all things. And then 4-3-7-16-20. This one says lingerie for the wife. On the occasion that it is used, let's just say, the duration isn't long.
At FPL, our teams are working every day, inspecting, upgrading, and strengthening the grid, installing smart sensors that spot problems before they become outages, keeping your lights on, your devices charged, your world running. You may not see us, but our work never stops. Behind every switch that powers on, every moment that just works. Because reliability isn't an option, it's a commitment. FPL, working for you every single day. Learn more at fpl.com/value.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-478-6430 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-478-6430. That's 800-478-6430. What do you have to lose? Call 800-478-6430. Again, 800-478-6430.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Garbage chute is a really wonderful idea. What an incredible smell you've discovered.
A 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid.
The airport, interesting, had the busiest day of 2026 was actually Sunday, April 26th, and it was our third busiest day since 2019. So, interesting, 7,259 enplanements, which translates to just north of 14,000 passengers. And about 39% of those passengers were using TSA PreCheck.
Yeah, the mayor talking about, this is actually last week, but I had never shared it with you, talking about airport handling the volume, increased volume, one of the busiest days ever. And then also the fact that the TSA was a very short wait. We'll get to that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grows Escambia County's tax base? No accidents to report to you, but 98 westbound coming into Gulf Breeze, about a 3 to 4 minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
You said it so sultry-like.
Well, I was trying to, emphasize
it. 3 minute delay.
You have TSA pre?
No. I don't fly enough. I've flown.
You could use it for flying. Let me think about that.
I've flown one round trip in the last 5 years, I think. I think I've flown one time in the last. Might have been two. I might be forgetting. Oh, I guess going to the DNC and the RNC. So three times in the last 5 years. Because DC, Chicago, and Madison. That's it for me. So. All right, back to D.C. Yesterday, talking about the airport.
And the busiest three-hour time saw 1,958 security screenings with a standard wait time of 9 minutes. So the maximum wait time throughout the third busiest day in the last 7 years, the maximum wait time the entire time is 23 minutes.
That's good.
So that's a huge testament to our partners at TSA and that renewed relationship that I mentioned earlier. That has really been very, very solid, very strong ever since we ran into that issue.
Definitely. So that's good news. You also had yesterday, he was talking, we talked with him today about this as well. But, the benefit of this Keela Richardson thing, you don't miss the value of, I know it's fun and she's great and the concert and the parade and the whole community's kind of come together and the graffiti bridge being painted and all the good stuff. But just as a marketing opportunity, it is, you cannot buy this kind of quality marketing that we're going to get out of her being videoed here in Pensacola and all over town on American Idol for 4 minutes.
If you're we're now close to 10,000 people downtown. I think the small businesses downtown before the parade, after our parade in concert, before and after those things, I would certainly, if I was a downtown small business owner, I'd probably check my hours on Wednesday and maybe open a couple hours earlier, stay open a couple hours later, just in the fact that we're going to have a good 10, 11, 12,000 people downtown. So I think that's certainly a good thing.
There's going to be a spending benefit. Although I will say, and just as an economic matter, the fact that people are spending going out today, that spending they would have spent on a different day at a different restaurant, or in some other way. So I'm not sure that that's net economic improvement. I don't think people are necessarily coming here to town for this. But it's still good. it's still good. And the ad value is, I mean, incomparable, really, to think about that. So super glad for that. I kind of love this phrase. You know, it's Pensacola, right? And she's the Key Hive. And what's the mayor going to be doing today?
Up in the air, but it will be one of those two places where the city, and it sounds like the county, will be presenting her resolutions and Keelas to the city, I believe is what we're
giving their Keelas to the city. I mean, that's just adorable. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a fun time tonight. Again, tickets to go into Wahoo's, as far as I know, are still some available. You could just show up and stand outside the perimeter if you wanted to as well. You'll be able to hear it from a ways away. But 6:30 tonight is when things officially start. 4 o'clock for the parade. Local talk.